Okay, so I was close. Very, very close to securing an apartment in Kyoto, Japan, right? I went into the landlord lady's office. I sat at her desk, handed her the rent money, then handed her the security deposit in a separate envelope. And I smiled. She didn't smile back, didn't speak, looked vaguely embarrassed about the situation, which meant that I'd missed something. The clock ticked. Now, I'm not going to lie. I did know what was missing, but I hoped, I prayed, maybe we were too enlightened for this last little part. But apparently not. No expression on the lady's face. See, what I had forgotten was the key money. What's key money, you may ask? In Japan, key money is just extra money that you give, you hand over to the landlord for the privilege of renting to you as a gift. And if you're a foreigner, you've got to add some extra dough, straight extortion. But since playing dumb wasn't working, I reached into my jacket and I pulled out the third envelope full of her key money. I slide it over and say, thank you so very much for renting me this apartment and allowing me to pay you all this cash. Arigato gozaimashita. Then she slides over the keys and it's done. It's taken such a long while, sleeping on couches, living off rice and canned mackerel, but finally I have my own tiny little bitty piece of the big city to call my own. My buddy Ray and his girlfriend Karen, they take me out to celebrate. And we sit, overlooking the beautiful, raging Kamigawa River. They toast my success with bottles of ice-cold Kirin Ichiban beer. Finally! I finally lived at the center of everything I wanted to do, this beautiful city of Kyoto. My struggle was over. And that's when Ray said, you know, dude, it's not over. What do you mean? Well, before you're able to walk the streets of Kyoto as a self-respecting person, you gotta cross the Kamigawa. What? You gotta cross the Kamigawa River, man. I look out into the darkness at this angry, raging river, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Walk across that river? You lost your mind? And Ray, he points to his girlfriend, Karen. She did it. She's slight, petite, pretty, tiny. Karen did it and so did everybody else, man. You want to be a laughingstock, go ahead. But if you want to be part of the club, you got to pay up. Oh, I gotten this far. I tried so hard. I breathe. I consider. Then I strip down to my boxers and sprint for the river. Careful, man. There's lots of sharp rocks and boulders. They can slice you in two. I splash into the raging river, and it's cold, 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 cold. Dodging branches, dead dogs, roof tiles. My legs slip. The river drags at me, twists my ankle in a hole. Can't stop. Can't stop. I'm gonna go under. It pulls me under. My knees scrape against cold rock. It's blinding pain. My head slams against a concrete pier. I've made it to the far side, but now I've got to turn around and go back. Boxing thousands of gallons of frozen river, legs battered, so cold. Cold like ice fishing. A laundry detergent box knocks me upside the head. And then finally, I drag myself from the freezing water, trembling, bruised by the mighty Kamigawa River herself, but not broken. I belong in Kyoto. I've earned this. Dude, that was the craziest thing I've ever seen. I'm shivering so bad. I can barely speak. You said everybody did it. You said Karen did it.
Yeah, but you're supposed to do it at the end of summer, man, when the water's low and warm. But right now, it's springtime. The water's at its highest point. Dude, that's melted snow. It's got to be crazy cold in there, man.
And I wonder if the police will catch me after I murder my good friend Ray. Or do they simply allow foreigners to resolve their own conflicts? I'm going to slay you.
Oh, Karen, look, he's mad. I think he's really mad. Hey, it's funny, man. It's funny. Just be mad at yourself for being so stupid.